This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
1 year ago today, not far from where I sit right now, a movement began. It started when protesters took over a park in the heart of New York's financial district and demanded that the world pay attention to the 99%. But 1 year later, do Wall Streeters think the Occupy Wall Street movement accomplished anything? Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore asked them.
Occupy Wall Street never really developed a single cause, but in the mind of many, the movement did take aim at a single target.
We had Wall Street bankers take other people's money and gamble with it, and bring our economy to its knees. Are you okay with that?
It turns out a lot of people weren't okay with that, even on Wall Street. John Taft is the CEO of RBC Wealth Management, which manages $500 billion on behalf of rich clients.
I found Occupy Wall Street to be an educational moment for me. It was a shot across the bow.
Taft wrote a book this year urging Wall Street executives to abandon greed in favor of serving their clients.
Occupy Wall Street was just a harbinger of much more serious social unrest we could experience if we don't address the whole issue of income inequality.
Barry Ritholtz is the CEO of the financial research firm Fusion IQ and a popular blogger. He's wanted Wall Street to change for a long time.
I had my little Occupy Wall Street banner up on the blog for a couple of weeks.
But he took it down because he was disappointed that the movement didn't deliver.
Man, you guys had a real potential to impact change, to really affect things, and you blew it. I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that, but that's just the reality.
It's the criticism you would expect from Wall Street types. The occupiers didn't have enough ambition. That said, people on Wall Street acknowledge something is broken.
I don't think anybody's happy with the system, including the people who are in these banks.
Herb Allison is the former CEO of Merrill Lynch and helped the government with the bailouts like TARP and Fannie Mae. He says changing the system requires more political will because...
greed will always be with us. There's greed in all sectors of society.
He's pushing for a breakup of big banks like the one he used to work for. That's one cause Occupy Wall Street would have been happy to support. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.